contestants, a PhD student from Maplewood, Missouri, Aaron Barry, a civil rights lawyer from Los Angeles, California, Anthony Tingara, and our returning champion, a bookseller from Norwich, Vermont, Susan White, whose one day cash winnings total $8,700. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone. A savvy wager and a bit of luck on Friday's program helped make Susan today's champion. Not a big total, $8,700, but she could add to that today if she defeats Anthony and Aaron. Good luck to all three of you as we move you into the Jeopardy round to play with these categories. Bayou Trappistry. Ah, let's live abroad. I read it in the World Book. Speak softly and carry a big statistic. Susan, start us.
Let's live abroad for 200.
Let's turn our winter into mega winter in this region that's about 75% of Russia's area. We love a brisk minus 80 degree day. Susan.
What is Siberia?
Correct.
Let's live abroad for 400.
But not too far abroad. This border city, about 15 miles south of San Diego, will keep us close to the good old USA. Anthony.
What is Tijuana?
Good.
World Book for 6.
This is the only planet that cannot be seen without a telescope. Anthony?
What is Neptune?
You are right.
I read it in the World Book for 800.
This is a rough sport because the players kick and wrestle or sometimes hold an opponent's head underwater. Aaron?
What is water polo?
Correct.
And Carrie for 200.
Star Wars fans were crushed by her 2016 passing, followed a day later by her mother's. Anthony?
Who is Carrie Fisher?
Yes.
Carrie for 4.
Andy McDowell played Carrie, the American girl who captures Hugh Grant's heart in this 1994 film. And that was 4 weddings and a funeral. Anthony?
World Book for 1,000.
He, 1889, 1950, was the most famous male dancer of his time. Susan?
Who is Fred Astaire?
No. Anthony.
Who is Nijinsky?
Yes.
Let's live abroad for 1,000.
With salons of Armani and Versace and the super ritzy golden rectangle of fashion in the center of this Italian city, ciao. Anthony.
What is Milan?
That's the city.
Let's live abroad for 8.
As this city hosted the Olympics in 92 and Hans Christian Andersen called it the Paris of Spain, I say we give it a shot. Aaron.
What is Barcelona?
That's the city.
And Carrie for 600.
In 2005, she became the first country singer to win American Idol. Aaron.
Who is Carrie Underwood?
Correct.
And Carrie for 800.
In a 1976 film, she played Carrie White, whose prom night was quite memorable. Aaron.
Who is Sissy Spacek?
You got her.
And Carrie for 1,000.
Fred Armisen and this Carrie were co-stars and co-creators of Portlandia. Aaron.
Who is Carrie Bronstein?
Yes.
I read it in the World Book for 400.
Including hoopers, this is a family of large birds with long legs and a long neck. Anthony.
What are cranes?
That's it.
Speak softly for 6.
These 6-letter tones are used when speaking softly and reverently. Aaron.
What are hushed?
Good.
Speak softly, 800.
These 5-letter tones are subdued colors in clothing and decor. Aaron.
What are pastel?
No. Anthony?
What are muted?
Muted, that's the word, and that moves you into the lead as we take our first break for this. Barry is a PhD student from Missouri who does something because of where they happen to live.
Mm.
You're a fan of the program.
Yep.
And it airs in your city when?
In St. Louis, it airs at 4:30 p.m.
And
but where I grew up, in Boston, it airs at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
So even with the time difference, I'm seeing it a little bit earlier. So first couple weeks I moved out there, I would call my parents and just have some really great premonitions about what what some of the answers or what Final Jeopardy was going to be. But after a while, I admitted it.
Okay. Anthony Pinguera from Los Angeles, civil rights lawyer, mm-hmm. who once spent some time in what sounds like it would be a lot of fun situation. Tell us about it.
When I was 22, I spent 2 months living in a warehouse full of clowns in San Francisco.
Now, are they funny when they're not performing?
Yes. A little sad, but also very funny.
Okay. Susan White is a bookseller from Norwich, Vermont. And you've been a foster parent to dogs. How many dogs?
Rescue dogs. Well, over the years, maybe 20 or 25.
Of the 20 or 25, which one was your favorite? What breed?
Golden Retriever.
Oh. All right, let's get back into this. And Anthony, you're in command of the board right now. Go.
Bayou Trappistry for 1,000.
Rodents of Unusual Size is a documentary about these animals, once valued for pelts, but now destroying southern wetlands. Aaron.
What are beavers?
No. Anthony.
What are nutria?
You got it.
Bayou Trappistry for 8.
You can catch turtles as they're basking on a log in the bayou sun, a habit due to being ectothermic, also known as this. Anthony?
What is cold-blooded?
You got it.
Bayou Trappistry for 6.
Answer, daily double. A chance to add to your lead. You're off to a good start.
3,500.
Okay. The state of Louisiana says these reptiles over 4 feet can be considered a nuisance and will give you the name of a hunter.
What are alligators?
Correct.
Speak softly for 1,000.
In an opera score, instructions telling a singer to hold back include mezza voce and vis voce. Aaron.
What is sotto?
Good.
Let's live abroad for 600.
We'll add ourselves to the 2.6 million in this most populous city in Canada. West Queen West is a happening area. Aaron.
What is Toronto?
Yeah.
Speak softly, 400.
Kids, you're within the walls of the house, not out in the park, so stop shouting and use your this. Aaron.
What is inside voice?
That's it.
A big statistic for 600.
Logitech did a survey that found that almost half the time the remote control was lost, it was found here. Susan.
What is under the sofa cushion?
Yep.
A big statistic for 800.
The haze that gives it its three-word name doesn't keep visitors from making it our most visited national park. Anthony.
It was Great Smoky Mountains.
Good.
Big statistic for 1,000.
BLK on the New York Stock Exchange. It has more than $6 trillion in assets under management, more than any other firm. Anthony.
Was it H&R Block?
Nope. What is BlackRock? Less than a minute to go now, Anthony.
Big statistic for 4.
Drowning is the most common death for those doing this. The most dangerous job in the United States, as per a 2019 newspaper report. Susan?
What is scuba diver?
No. Anthony?
What is lifeguard?
No. Aaron?
What is underwater welder?
No. What is what is fishing?
Oh.
Anthony, back to you.
Trappistry for 4.
The type of trap seen here in Louisiana is meant to ensnare these, also known as mud bugs. Aaron.
What is crayfish?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Bayou Trappistry for 200.
Armadillos, raccoons, and other varmints often have to be removed from the bayou areas of this most populous Texas city. Aaron.
What is Houston?
Yep.
Speak softly, 200.
Double talk word for a low, constant stream of noise or speech. Aaron.
What is hubbub?
Nope. What is murmur? All right. We have Anthony maintaining the lead, Aaron next, and Susan, our champion, has to get out of the hole. We'll see if she can do it in double jeopardy after this. Susan, if you were hearing me talk to the studio audience during the commercial break, as we get older, our reflexes slow down. Anthony and Aaron, the youngsters on the show today, they're fast on those buttons. But maybe these categories will be more to your liking. Check them out. The many buildings of I.M. Pei, the great architect who died in 2019, 102 years old. Love songs. The treaty says so. American Poets Laureate, 5 days in October, and finally V8. Each correct response will have 8 letters. We'll begin with the letter V. Where do we start?
The buildings of Iampei for 400, please.
A cantilevered auditorium is one feature of this Hall of Fame designed by Pei on Lake Erie in Cleveland. Aaron.
What is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's it.
Love Songs 400.
She first hit the charts in 1985 with You Give Good Love and Saving All My Love for You. Anthony.
Who is Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Treaty for 2000.
This is the only Great Lake not mentioned in the Paris Peace Treaty of 1783 with Great Britain. Aaron.
What is Superior?
No. What is Lake Michigan? Because it's the only Great Lake that does not border Canada. Anthony, back to you.
Treaty for 16.
The Treaty of Versailles said the construction or acquisition of any submarine shall be forbidden in this country. Anthony?
What is Germany?
Good.
Treaty for 12.
The 1903 Hay-Buenaventura Treaty gave the United States control of a zone of this country where Buenaventura became a hated man. Anthony?
What is Panama?
Right.
Treaty for 8.
The 1796 Treaty of Tripoli, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on this religion. Anthony?
What is Christianity?
Yep.
Treaty for 4.
The 1814 Treaty of Ghent said the U.S. is desirous to promote the abolition of traffic in these. Anthony?
What are slaves?
Yeah.
American Poets Laureate for 2.
In 2019, Joy Harjo of the Muscogee Creek Nation of this state was named the first Native American Poet Laureate. Aaron?
What is Oklahoma?
You got it.
Love Songs for 2000.
The melody for this Elvis hit was borrowed from a Civil War tune called Aura Lee. Aaron?
What is Love Me Tender?
Yes.
Love Songs 1600, please.
They breathed life into songs like All Out of Love and Lost in Love. And that would be Air Supply. Aaron?
1,200 in Love Songs, please.
In a song inspired by his future wife, he sings, All of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. Aaron?
Who's John Legend?
He's the one.
Love Songs 800.
In Perfect, he sings, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass. Aaron?
Who's Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
American Poet Laureates for 1600.
Answer. Daily double. And an opportunity for you. You've been moving up nicely.
4,000, please.
All right, put you very close. In 1998, Lawrence Ferlinghetti was made this city's first Poet Laureate.
What is New York?
No, San Francisco. San Francisco. All right, keep going.
5 days in October for 2000, please.
On October 17th, people in this Caribbean country celebrate national icon Jean-Jacques Dessalines. Susan.
What is Haiti?
Haiti, you're out of the hole. Good for you.
5 days in October for 800.
October 16th is National Feral This Animal Day. Remember to spay and neuter. Susan.
What are cats?
Yeah.
5 days in October for 1,200.
In 2014, a time of increased pressure from Russia, President Poroshenko made October 14th this country's Defender Day. Aaron.
What is Ukraine?
Yeah.
5 days in October, 1,600.
October 15th is El Gran Dia in Avila, Spain, as it's this saint's feast day. Susan.
Who is Teresa of Avila?
Yes.
5 days in October for 400.
October 18, this state's day, commemorates the 1867 transfer of territory from Russia to the United States. Aaron?
What is Alaska?
Yeah.
V8 for 400.
Where wine grapes are grown. Aaron?
A vineyard? Or what is a vineyard?
Correct.
V8 for 800.
An exceptional, highly skilled musician, Italian style. Susan.
What's a virtuoso?
Good.
V8 for 1,200.
It was a 1982 top 10 hit for the Go-Go's. Aaron.
What is vacation?
Correct.
V8 for 16.
It means abnormally swollen or dilated, like certain veins. Anthony.
What is varicose?
That's it.
V8 for 2,000.
Borrowed from German, it means not allowed. Aaron.
What is verboten?
Verboten.
Poet laureate for 1200.
Colorado laureate Milford Shields must have been surprised when the governor also made this singer laureate in 1974. Susan.
Who is John Denver?
Yes.
American Poets Laureate for 800.
This Chicago poet was Illinois' poet laureate in the last years of his life, from 1962 to 1967. Anthony?
Who is Sanford?
No. Aaron or Susan? You're on the right track. It's Carl Sandburg, not Sanford. Yeah. Susan, back
to you. American Poets Laureate for 4.
The federal laureate position is technically called Poet Laureate Consultant in Poetry by this library. Susan.
What's the Library of Congress?
Yes, less than a minute.
Buildings of Iron Pay for 1600.
Answer. Daily Double. All righty. Look at that.
1,000.
1,000 only. All right, here is the clue. Two of I.M. Pei's early designs to be built were at an airport and a presidential library, both honoring this man.
Who is Kennedy?
Yes, John F. Kennedy.
buildings of I.M. Pei for 1,200.
The triangular prisms Pei designed for the Bank of China Tower make it stand out among the crowded skyline of this city. Anthony?
What is Hong Kong?
Right.
2,000.
Pei was in his 90s when the Museum of Islamic Art on Doha Bay opened in this country in 2008. Aaron.
What is Qatar?
Qatar, right. And you pronounced it correctly. And you're in second place with 12,400. But all three of you, I'm happy to see, are available for Final Jeopardy and are available to deal with this clue or category. Chemical symbol wordplay. Oh, that kind of frightened you just a bit. We'll find out why when we come back.
Knocked unconscious at school. Why this mom was left in the dark.
I'm furious as a parent.
Ravens fighting to fix Baltimore. What they believe the community needs to do to make the city safer.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
In this spooky Geico commercial, the mannequins are having one of these events, also made famous by Alice in Wonderland. What is a tea party? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
The category now in play is chemical symbol wordplay. Sounds tough. Let's find out how tough. Here's the clue. Fittingly, the symbols for the four elements in sodium citrate, which can make cheese melt easier, spell this five-letter food. 30 seconds. Good luck, players. Susan, you had a slow start today. Let's see if you came up with the correct final. What is NACHO? N-A for sodium, C for carbon, H for hydrogen, O for oxygen. You are right. And you add 2,100. That bumps you up a bit to 9,300. Let's go to Aaron, 12,400 going into final. NACHO means she will add to that if she wagered. She did a bundle, 8,000. She's in the lead with 20,400. And Anthony doesn't have a good poker face. I don't think he got it right. He had trouble after N.A. Nancy, it's going to cost him how much? 10,000. He'll finish in third place today. And Aaron Berry starts the week off as our new Jeopardy champion, 20,400. Way to go, young lady. We'll go away, but we'll come back tomorrow to put you in against two opponents. Right here on Jeopardy. Join us, guys.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Best Fiends. Download the app for free and solve tons of fun puzzles today.
Best Fiends. Collect JoJo and tons of other cute characters. solve thousands of fun puzzles. Download Best Fiends for free today. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends.
My friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
Asper Cream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Asper Cream.